Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Sunday, January 19, 2025.
U.S. Justice Department report on Ronald Green case. The U.S. Justice Department released a report on January 18, 2025, exposing unnecessary violence by Louisiana State Police during the deadly arrest of Ronald Green, an unarmed black motorist, in May 2019. Initially, police claimed Green died in a car accident, but shocking video from police cameras later revealed officers dragging and beating him while he begged for help. This disturbing footage contradicted the police's account and sparked national conversations about police violence against black individuals. Green was just 49 years old when he lost his life, underscoring the tragic impact of police actions. The investigation also examined whether racial bias was a factor, but it focused mainly on excessive force. Green's family was informed that federal prosecutors would not pursue charges related to his death. This case highlights the urgent need for accountability in law enforcement and raises important questions about racial equality in the United States.
VinFast bold move into India. VinFast, the Vietnamese electric vehicle maker, is making a bold entry into the Indian market with two high-end electric SUVs, the VF6 and VF7. This smart decision aims to challenge established players like Mahindra & Mahindra and BYD, who are already thriving in India, the world's third-largest car market, announced at the India Auto Show in New Delhi. This move comes as India targets electric vehicles to make up 30% of total sales by 2030. Pham San Chow, VinFast Asia CEO, sees India as a big chance for growth. The company plans to invest $500 million over the next 5 years to build a car and battery factory in Tamil Nadu, initially producing 50,000 cars a year, with the potential to ramp up to 150,000. To support this expansion, VinFast is also working on a dealer network and investing in charging infrastructure. They are seeking a reduction in the 100% import tax on fully built electric vehicles to ease their market entry. As VinFast faces challenges in North America and Vietnam, this move could open new doors in the growing electric vehicle market.
Russia and Iran forge a new alliance. On January 17, 2025, Russian President Vladimir Putin and Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian made headlines by signing a bold comprehensive strategic partnership agreement in Moscow. This significant deal aims to strengthen cooperation in trade, investment, defense, security, energy, and counterterrorism. Amid rising Western sanctions, both nations are committed to building a framework for long-term collaboration that enhances their economies and security. Putin and Pezeshkian expressed optimism about this partnership, which marks a new chapter in their relations. As Iran seeks to expand its international ties, this agreement could reshape global geopolitics, especially in the context of ongoing tensions in the Middle East. This pivotal moment showcases their dedication to addressing shared challenges and working together for a stable future.
China's property investment decline. China's property investment is facing significant challenges, with a notable drop of 10.6% in 2024 compared to last year. This follows a 10.4% decrease in the first 11 months. Property sales also fell by 12.9%, underscoring the difficulties in the market. New building projects plummeted by 23%, signaling a bleak outlook for future development. Additionally, funds collected by builders dropped by 17%, following an earlier decline of 18%. These figures reflect the impact of stricter regulations aimed at controlling excessive borrowing, worsened by the COVID-19 pandemic. The downturn in the property market could mean fewer housing options and potential job losses in construction. This situation may also send shockwaves through global markets, particularly in commodities and trade. Overall, the data raises serious questions about the future of China's economy. What does this mean for the average homebuyer?
TikTok CEO addresses Supreme Court ruling amid national security concerns. TikTok CEO Shou Zi Chew recently spoke out about a major ruling from the United States Supreme Court. The court decided that TikTok, owned by the Chinese company ByteDance, may need to be sold to an American firm or face a ban starting January 19, 2025. This ruling comes amid ongoing worries about national security, affecting over 170 million American users. In a brief video, Chu highlighted TikTok's commitment to creativity and the right to free speech. He expressed appreciation for the support from the American community, emphasizing the platform's role as a lively space for expression. With a deadline of 270 days set by President Joe Biden for compliance, major app stores like Apple and Google may have to remove TikTok if it doesn't comply. As the deadline approaches, the future of TikTok in the U.S. hangs in the balance, raising concerns for millions who rely on the platform for their voices and livelihoods.
China's economic growth and global implications. China's economy is on the rise, growing by 5.4% in the fourth quarter of 2024 compared to last year. This remarkable growth exceeded expectations, as analysts had predicted a 5% increase. The National Bureau of Statistics confirmed that the annual GDP growth for 2024 also reached 5%, right on target. This boost follows a series of economic incentives introduced by Chinese policymakers since September 2023, aimed at reviving sluggish growth. However, challenges are on the horizon as U.S. President-elect Donald Trump proposes significant tariffs on Chinese goods, which could shake up trade relations. Despite these external challenges, China's recent growth highlights the success of its government's efforts and underscores its vital role in global trade. What does this mean for the future of international markets? Understanding these dynamics is crucial as we navigate an ever-changing economic landscape.
Political turmoil in South Korea. President Yoon Suk-yeol's impeachment. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol finds himself at the heart of a political storm as he arrives at the Seoul Detention Center on January 18, 2025. He is the first sitting president in South Korea to be detained, facing serious accusations of leading a rebellion. The National Assembly passed an impeachment motion against him on December 14, 2022, which is now under review by the Constitutional Court, leaving his presidential powers on hold. The situation intensified when Yoon declared martial law on December 3, 2022, a decision swiftly overturned by the Assembly. This political chaos has significant consequences for South Korea, potentially shaking the economy and impacting public sentiment and international relations. Citizens and businesses are closely watching the developments, as the outcome of Yoon's impeachment could reshape the nation's future. The stakes couldn't be higher for a country grappling with uncertainty.
Malaysia takes the helm of ASEAN amid regional challenges. On January 18, 2025, foreign ministers from Southeast Asia gathered in Langkawi, Malaysia, for the country's first meeting as chair of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN. This crucial gathering comes at a time of rising unrest in Myanmar and ongoing tensions in the South China Sea. Since the military coup in early 2021, Myanmar has faced significant chaos, with protests and armed resistance following the overthrow of its elected government. Critics argue that the military junta's plans for an election this year are merely a tactic to cling to power. ASEAN has struggled to effectively mediate the crisis, introducing a peace plan known as the Five-Point Consensus, which has encountered many obstacles. Amran Mohamed Zin, the Secretary General of Malaysia's Foreign Ministry, highlighted the need for realistic expectations in resolving these complex issues. Meanwhile, tensions in the South China Sea continue to pose challenges as ASEAN member states like the Philippines and Vietnam confront China's claims over the region. As Malaysia leads ASEAN, addressing these pressing challenges will be vital for maintaining peace and cooperation in Southeast Asia.
Concerns over Trump's second term. Germany's ambassador to the U.S., Andreas Michaelis, has serious worries about the impact of Donald Trump's second term on American governance. He fears that Trump's agenda could weaken the independence of law enforcement and media, concentrating power in the presidency while sidelining Congress and state governments. Michaelis describes this approach as one of maximum disruption, which threatens basic democratic principles. He emphasizes the crucial role of the U.S. Supreme Court in countering Trump's efforts to expand presidential powers. Control over the Justice Department and the FBI is vital for Trump to pursue his political goals, which may include mass deportations and retaliation against critics. Michaelis also warns of potential changes to the First Amendment as Trump and billionaire Elon Musk take actions against dissenting voices. These developments could reshape U.S. governance and international relations, raising alarms about the future of democracy and the rule of law.
Fuel tanker explosion in Niger State, Nigeria. A devastating fuel tanker explosion in Niger State, Nigeria, has tragically claimed over 60 lives and left many injured. On January 18, 2025, chaos erupted as people rushed to collect spilled petrol after the tanker overturned, igniting a massive fire that engulfed another nearby tanker. Kumar Tsukwum, a commander with the Federal Road Safety Corps, described the scene as heartbreaking, with many victims suffering severe burns. This incident highlights a growing crisis in Nigeria, where fuel tanker accidents are becoming alarmingly frequent. The country is grappling with its worst cost of living emergency in decades, worsened by a staggering 400% rise in petrol prices since President Bola Tinubu removed a long-standing fuel subsidy in May 2023. Recent tragedies, including one in Jigawa State that resulted in over 150 deaths, underscore the urgent need for improved safety measures. As fuel prices continue to soar, the government faces mounting pressure to enhance safety protocols and combat oil theft, putting many Nigerians at risk.
Russian forces capture key settlements in eastern Ukraine. Russian military forces have taken control of two settlements in the Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine. On January 18, 2025, the Defense Ministry announced the capture of Petropavlivka, a village between Pokrovsk and Kurakov, both of which have seen intense fighting. They also secured Vermivka, a small town further south. The situation remains tense, with ongoing military actions. The Russian military responded to an attack by Ukrainian forces on Belgorod using advanced weapons, including U.S.-made missile systems, which could change military strategies in the area. While Ukrainian officials did not confirm the captures, they reported heavy fighting near Pokrovsk, a vital transport hub. This conflict, which began in 2014 with Russia's annexation of Crimea, has escalated since the full-scale invasion in February 2022. Currently, Russian forces control about 20% of Ukraine's territory, underscoring the ongoing struggle for land in the region. The international community is closely monitoring the situation due to its significant implications for regional stability and global security.
Kurdish commander stands firm on arms in Syria. Maslam Abdi, the commander of the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, announced on January 18, 2025, in Damascus that his fighters will not give up their weapons or dissolve their ranks. The SDF has been vital in the fight against ISIS and is open to discussing its future role in Syria's military. Abdi emphasized the importance of unity among military groups, warning that a lack of agreement could lead to serious problems. He suggested forming a joint military committee to address integration issues. The relationship between the SDF and Ahmed al-Shara, Syria's de facto leader, remains uncertain, especially since SDF representatives were excluded from talks about the new defense ministry. The SDF controls significant areas in northern and eastern Syria, and their refusal to disarm raises concerns about potential conflicts with the Syrian government. As the political landscape shifts following the collapse of Bashar al-Assad's government, these ongoing negotiations will greatly influence Syria's stability and the SDF's future role. That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.